This is a taped interview with Mr. McCooey. Mr. McCooey, could you tell me when and where you were born?
I was born in Ottawa in the Grace Hospital, January 28, 1947.
How long did you live there?
In the hospital or in Ottawa?
In Ottawa.
I lived there until 1969, August 12th. I actually lived just outside of Ottawa in a little town called Stittsville.
Where did you attend primary school?
Oh, let's see. I attended primary school at SS No. 12 Goulburn, which is a little public school in Stittsville. Stittsville was a town of 500 people.
Where did you attend secondary school?
Secondary? Grades 1 to 12 I attended at South Carlton High School in Richmond, Ontario. In grade 13, I went to Bell High School in Nepean.
And where are these places?
Oh, they're just outside of Ottawa.
Many things are different. Entertainment, work, education, social activities. When you were born, what are some of these activities? Of these differences?
Well, I guess I'll begin with the beginning. My mom fell 5 weeks before I was due, and I was being born the wrong way. And so they called the doctor, and he had a big old shed, and it was icy, very wet ice, and the roads get so slippery there. And they were put mom and the doctor in the car, and they were, and dad, and they were going to the hospital, but it was so slippery they couldn't get up this hill. So dad he got out of the car, and he couldn't move it. And it was so slippery that the car was spinning its wheels to go forward and was sliding backwards down the hill. So he got out, and he ran across the road and hit the rear end of the car with his shoulder 4 or 5 times. So they drove it over into the little bit into the ditch where he could get some footing, and then he pushed the car up the hill all by himself. He always said it, he wasn't alone, the angels were helping him, but I made it to, or we made it to the hospital, and I was born 5 weeks early, but I was fine. So that was the first interesting story of my life. I was born awfully young. Now, what was next? In Stittsville, we were about 20 minutes drive from Ottawa. It was kind of swampy country around there. But I remember, though, there are lots of fossils. In our schoolyard, any rock you picked up was a fossil. You break it open, it was all full of fossilized clamshells. I thought that was a little different about where I grew up. And it was ball country, baseball country, softball country. And they were good ball players, best in the Southern Ontario, Eastern Ontario. And I lived on a campground. It was a Christian campground, and every summer, all summer long, there were Christian meetings and vacation Bible school and lots of activities for kids, so I had a good time of it that way. And we used to do all sorts of things. Let me see, I remember making acorn pipes, but you couldn't smoke anything with them, they just looked like little pipes. And we used to play on the rafts in the little swamps, build rafts and play on the rafts and play in the creek. We used to go swimming in the creek, sometimes skinny dipping, but they had to watch out for the bloodsuckers. And my mom lost more salt shakers to kids going swimming and taking the salt shakers to kill bloodsuckers. See, if you get a bloodsucker on you, shake salt on it, it kills bloodsucker, yeah? Because they're really hard to get off. They really stick tight and then bury themselves, their heads right in your flesh. You can't feel them. You have to keep checking for them.
They're nothing like the ones that Ross Lake in it.
Oh yeah, much the same. They'll suck the blood knitting. Or take a little bit, you know. And let's see, we used to play on the grapevine, or on the vines. We had wild grapes growing near there, and we'd have, Tarzan was one of our heroes, and we'd climb the grapevines and swing around on them, pretend we're Tarzan. We'd maybe build an underground fort, or We had all sorts of things we'd do. We used to make slings and slingshots. Of course, play ball and what else did we do? Play with bicycles. Let's see, another good story? Another good story. I always liked the story of my brother. Harry always did crazy things. So I like the story when he was at school and they stayed to fight at front to get the teacher busy, and there were great big workhorses in the field behind the school, and they brought three huge workhorses into the classroom and then shut the door, and then the teacher came in and found them there. Yeah. Well, that's always been one of my favorite stories. What else? What was the original question again when I got on to all this meandering?
Many things are different: entertainment, work, education, and social activities when you're young. What are some of these differences?
I used to hunt a lot. I used a pellet gun at first, and then I used a 22 and a shotgun. I used to hunt groundhogs and crows mostly, and then hunting season I would hunt grouse. So I spent many, many hours at that. I enjoyed it. There was quite a few farms in that area. And it was swampy land, mostly flat and some hardwood bush. It was a nice country to grow up in.
What were your main activities as a child?
Well, I think I already covered most of those. But one thing about growing up there was always hot in the summer, really hot and humid. And from the time I left school till I went back to school in the fall, except on Sundays, I would be in shorts. Just only shorts. No top, no bottom, no shoes, nothing else, just shorts. All day long, my feet got so hard, I could run as fast as I could go right down a gravel road. Because they were just so calloused, and I would tan as much as I, dark as could be. I loved fishing too. My dad used to take me fishing sometimes, and that was great fun. And let's see, in the winter time we used to go to sleigh rides sometimes, and they'd have horses and a sleigh, and everybody get on, and they a bit of hay, and then anybody who wanted to play, they would get at the back. The people who didn't want to be pushed off, they'd get at the front. And then the ones who were at the back, they threw each other off. And so you get thrown off and you're all weighted down with all these heavy clothes. And you land in the snow, and then you got to run hard and catch up and grab a hold of the next guy and pull him off. That was lots of fun. Then you get back to the farmhouse and you have beans and bacon and buns for supper, and it was really great.
Did you have parties, school concerts, dances?
Oh, well, I used to, we didn't have a gym in the school where I grew up. It was a fast-growing area. I remember from the school when I started was two classrooms, and when I finished, I think there were about 10 classrooms and a gym. But in those early years, we had to do our phys ed in the winter right in the classroom. So we'd push back all the desks, we'd have two or three mats, and we'd do tumbling. And we got pretty good at it. I remember in grade 8, there was a girl in our class, she was as good as the boys. We'd have three people on their hands and knees, one on top of each other, and we'd take a dive over them and then do a somersault when we hit the mat. Or we'd have five people long and we'd take a running jump and dive over them and do a somersault. So that was great fun. Then of course outside we had big snow piles because the snow banks are so high, maybe 6 feet high or more, 8 to 10 feet high. And we'd play King in the Castle all the time. Whoever could stay on top, that was fun too. And, yep. Anything else?
Good. But did you have parties, school concerts, or dances?
Oh, I didn't go to dances for quite a while. But then when I was about 13, I started to go to a few dances. We had to learn square dancing in class. And then they used to have teen dances when I was about 13, 14, 15. And they weren't really anything too special. Just ordinary kind of dances, the same as they do now. Remember, it was the twist back then.
How did you get to these events?
No, we usually walked. It wasn't that far. But I remember when I was a kid before that, my brother and I used to get a quarter a week for allowance. And we'd go down to the local store and buy a pint of ice cream each and come back and watch TV on a Friday night.
Did you have electricity?
Not at first.
How did you study at night?
Oh, well, I wouldn't even go to school at that time. But we had coal oil lanterns. Not lanterns, lamps, and they would sit on the table. You didn't stay up too late because you didn't want to burn that much oil. But then we got electricity, and that was... But they weren't fancy lamps, they were just bulbs in the ceiling, so... Still not that bright. But, when I was a teenager, everything was quite modern. Not much different than now.
How did you travel?
Probably traveled by car. I used to run a lot when I was a young fella. I hardly went anywhere. I didn't run. So I would run for miles.
Where did you live while attending school?
Oh, I lived at home. We were about, let me see, half a mile from school, maybe less. And I would even go home for lunch. Often my mom wasn't there, she was working, but I'd whip up a sandwich or something. Remember, I read a book of knowledge while I was having lunch. Yeah. And listen to the Everly Brothers on a record. And back to school. We had an hour and 20 minutes for lunch in those days.
How many children do you have?
Oh, you know that.
I'm not supposed to know.
Oh, okay. We have three children. Three of the best.
How long did you live in Stittsville?
In Stittsville, let's see. I moved after grade 12. Let's see, I guess. About 17 or 18 years old when we left, and I was about 4 years old when we first came there. So it would have been 14 years in Stittsville most of my childhood.
Could you tell me more about Stittsville?
Oh, let me see. It's named after Colonel Stitt. There was a little railroad passing through the town. It's 20 miles from Ottawa. It had 500 people when we moved there, and it had 1,500 people when we left. Most of the people were civil servants who worked in Ottawa. Now it's a suburb of Ottawa. People who didn't work in the government worked in small businesses and were farmers. Mixed farming. And that's about all.
Could you tell me more? Why did you move to Hazleton?
Let me see. I didn't know anybody in Hazleton, never been in the West. But we just felt this is where God wanted us to be, so we just had a growing conviction over a period of time, a period of years. And so we just came out and... First job I asked for I got, and the first house I asked for I got. And haven't looked back. It's been good.
How long ago was that?
Arrived here August 15th, 1969. about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
How do you compare Hazleton's to Stittsville?
Oh, Hazleton's a lot more exciting place than Stittsville. Well, in Hazleton, you've got two different cultures, for starters. And it's more interesting, and the landscape is as pretty as anywhere in the world, where Stittsville is just kind of swampy and flat. And you have the beautiful rivers here, and salmon, and you have bears and moose, and it's really a much more exciting place than Stittsville. Stittsville is kind of blank that way.